With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Morin. Happy now to be talking once again with the Ipswich girls lacrosse coach, Allison Tivden, Ipswich High School. And Allison, welcome back to MSO. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me again. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, you guys are doing so well. Just terrific season up to this point. And yesterday's game looks like a real thriller. I know Manchester Essex always, toward the top of the league and toward the top of its division every year. But a 6-4 win for Ipswich. So tell me about that one. That's the second closest game you've had this year.
Yeah, Manchester Essex is fantastic. I mean, they're well coached by Nan. Nan does a great job, and their players are great. We know Ipswich-Manchester is always a battle. So we knew it was going to be a battle, and every play was going to matter. And, you know, we came out really, really hot at the beginning, which was great. We scored the first four goals, which was awesome. Wish we could have kept that pace a little bit longer, but we were able to pull it out, which was awesome. So just a great team win by everyone. So we were really excited about it.
How did what was it like when Manchester came back? Did they get within tying distance, or did you keep the margin on them?
It was always a two-goal margin, which is can change really quick in lacrosse. So there were definitely a lot of nerve-wracking moments for sure, and it was a game the whole time. You know, we never fully felt comfortable, especially when you're playing a tough team like Manchester Essex. You definitely never want to feel settled. But our defense was outstanding. And, you know, that starts with Ashton Flather, our goalie. She was just incredible yesterday. So
where is the defense most important? I know it sounds like a stupid question, but where is the defense most important, especially in a game like yesterday? Is it on offense, at midfield, or back on in the defensive zone?
I would say that's a tough one to answer, because I'd say it's all over the field, just kind of what you said. So we ride really hard on attack, and that worked really well for us yesterday. We caused a lot of turnovers in the attacking zone and in the midfield zone, but obviously the most important has to be defensively, because that's where the opposing team can score. So I thought our defense all over the field was really good yesterday, but you know, everyone worked really hard and knew how important it was that if we lost the ball, we needed to get it back, and we made a lot of big cause turnovers yesterday that were really helpful in our success.
All right. Offensively, you had a number of players chipping in.
Yeah, which is great. And that's what we're looking for. You know, our team motto is, I think I said this last time, but is the we, not me. And we're really looking to spread it out and make it hard for teams to defend us, knowing that a lot of people can step up and put the ball in the net. So we had five different goal scorers yesterday on six goals. So that's exactly what we're looking for.
All right, I want to go back to both the Peabody and the Marblehead games, which early in the season were very close wins for you. Did that help your girls in terms of this game, 6-4, knowing how to play in a really close game?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, I think we learned a lot from the Peabody and Marblehead game for sure, and obviously those are Division I, Division II teams, so that really helped us to prepare for, you know, a big conference win against Manchester Essex, and having those close games before have helped us, you know, not panic in that situation and, you know, come up top, which is what we were hoping for.
All right, and what did your kids learn in the Newburyport game? You know, they're a super powerhouse. They really haven't had much problem with anybody. And, you know, you go in there thinking, okay, we can play with them, but they get a big score. What do your kids learn from that?
Yeah, I mean, you learn so much from Newburyport, and, you know, they're fantastic. They're obviously well-coached, and, you know, everyone on their team is a threat, which is something we knew, and, you know, our goal was we would have liked to have been closer, obviously. I think what we learned the most is that you have to finish your opportunities on attack. We had it a lot on attack, which was great, but we just couldn't finish. They obviously have a great goalie and a really strong defense, but we really, after that game, practiced really finishing, and I think that showed in our next two games against Triton and Linfield, where our offense really got going, which led us into the importance of finishing yesterday against Manchester.
Well, in those two games,
we kind of focused on that.
In those two games, you outscored the opposition 33-3. So yeah, I guess they got the message, and you took some positives from the Newburyport game. Finally, yeah. Allison, I think, what have you learned about your team this year?
They have a lot of heart. They have a lot of heart, and we work really hard. We work really hard in practice every day, and, you know, they never give up, and they really want it. We talked about wanting it is half the battle, but you have to work for it. No one's going to give it to you, and, you know, we have, you know, high expectations for our team this year, and, you know, we get to work every day to hit those goals.
Just past the halfway point, tell me about the upcoming schedule and what kind of challenge it is for your team.
Yeah, so we have a challenging May. We scheduled that intentionally, obviously, with the power ranking. So we have North Reading today as another Cal game, so hoping that that goes well for us. And then looking into next week, we have Pentucket, which is always a big game. And then our senior night is against Georgetown, which is another Cal game, which we're excited for. And then Hamilton-Wenham on their grass, which will always be a tough game. That's so a lot of big Cal games coming up, and then we play Manchester again in 2 weeks. So that'll be another big one.
All right. Well, it's rolling right along, and your team is doing great. Congratulations to you and the girls, and we'll talk again soon. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Allison Tibnan, who is the Ipswich girls lacrosse coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.